Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode sponsored by Hume. You're eating clean, hitting your workouts, doing everything right. So why does the scale still look the same? Because weight alone can't show fat loss, muscle gain, or real progress. The Hume Body Pod changes that. It tracks 45 body metrics like body fat, muscle mass, hydration, and visceral fat, so you can actually see what's happening inside your body. With 8 sensors and advanced multi-frequency technology, it gives you a full body breakdown in seconds, right from home. You can even track progress by body segment, arms, legs, and core, so nothing gets missed. And inside the app, you'll get personalized insights to help you adjust and improve over time. Stop relying on a number that doesn't tell the whole story. Go to HumeHealth.com and check out the Hume Body Pod.
Thank you, Chase. Cody Barton joining us after practice. Cody, thanks for taking some time. First day in pads. What did it feel like down there today?
It was fun, man. It was real fun, you know, starting to bang a little bit. First day in pads. Everyone's always amped up,
yep.
Wanting to hit somebody, you know what I mean? But, it was actually a clean practice. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there was some hitting going on, but clean practice, good competition, and, it's fun.
Yeah, we saw tempers flared a little bit here and there. You guys were able to control it. How do you balance that of wanting to be competitive and want to be fiery, but also make sure it's not interfering with the work you're trying to get in?
Yeah, you just got to walk that line. I mean, you want to walk that line of aggression, but not stepping over the line. You know what I mean? And so sometimes, tempers going to flare, like you saw little scuffs, but it's not, those aren't full team brawls. You know what I mean? That's part of it. And
yep.
So, you just want to tiptoe that line the whole time and just always be, you want to err on aggression. You know what I mean?
New head coach this year, new defensive system. Mm-hmm. What's been some of the adjustments for you playing in a Robert Saleh defense so far?
I was in the scheme my first 3 years.
Okay, yep. Great.
As a rook, my second year, third year off in Seattle. And so, it's good to be back in it.
Yeah.
It's all flying around. Linebackers always, in the middle of the scheme and just get a lot of action. So, so far it's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to this year. It's awesome.
We make a lot about wearing the green dot and being the one calling the plays. How does that work for you, having to know not only your role but everybody else's role and make sure the entire defense is in the right position?
Yeah, I mean, I think being the green dot, I take pride in it.
Yep.
And so part of that is, like you just said, knowing everyone else's job. So if someone's messed up, you can get them right, let someone know, alert them at this, or, whatever it is. And so, I take great pride in it, and to me it's a lot of fun. The way my mind works, at least, is if I'm learning my job within a play, I need to know everyone else's, just so mine makes sense. You know what I mean? So I guess that's the more complex way to learn things, but for me that works. And so I guess it helps, too, with being the green dot. You know what I mean? It just kind of translates to, like you said, knowing everyone else's jobs and being able to get guys in the right spot.
Does it take a little bit of an adjustment when you are the green dot to get to the fast and violent that Robert Saleh always talks about when you do have a lot going on in your mind that maybe others don't on the defense?
No. I mean – if you didn't know what you were doing, you didn't know what the other guy's jobs, and you were thinking too much, yes. But if you're confident in what you know and just get everyone lined up and get set, and then it's the next thing. You know what I mean? So it doesn't hinder from that.
We're talking with Titans linebacker Cody Barton. Cody, you're the experienced veteran in the room. You've got a lot of young guys playing with you. What's it like playing with some of those guys? Cedric Gray next to you coming off a great season. How do you kind of work with some of the younger guys, the rookies, Anthony Hill as well in there, and work together in that linebacking room?
Yeah, especially with a lot of young guys. I mean, it's just giving them my knowledge and my experience that I've gotten and learned from over the years. It reminds me of, when I came into this league as a rookie, the whole room was a lot older than me. I think the next oldest there was two rookies. It was me and a kid named Ben Burkervin. We got drafted together. But then after that, I think it was year five, year eight, year nine.
Yeah.
A lot of older guys. And so when I was the young buck, they would give me a lot of knowledge and a lot of tips and trades of the game. And so now the roles were reversed and I'm older, I'm trying to give these guys, some knowledge, some nuggets of things I've learned over the years. And so more than just, lining up and doing your job. There's things you can do to make plays, and certain formations and indicators, whatever it is, right? Just I'm always giving these guys clues of how to let them make more plays.
This defense, you guys have brought in more talent, especially up front, and with the way Robert likes to play, that defensive line rotating guys. How much fun is that for you as a linebacker, knowing you have Jeffrey Simmons, you got John Franklin Myers, they're going to be fresh, and they're going to open up opportunities for you guys to make plays behind them?
Oh, it's awesome. Those guys up front are rolling. And that's just – like you just said, you literally just said it. It opens up the linebacker play.
Yep.
And so I'm not going to speak too much on it. I mean, you guys saw it.
Yeah,
first day in pads, you guys saw it. But
right.
you know, I'm very excited.
Getting ready for the new season, what can fans, you saw all of them out here, what can they be excited for when they see this year's version of the Tennessee Titans?
It's going to be aggressive. It's going to be fast and violent. That's what we talk about here. That's Solo's thing, fast and violent. And that's what it's going to be.
Last thing for you, Cody. We saw you down there. You high-fived every single kid that was lined up to get autographs today. Why is that important to you to make sure that those fans and the kids who came out today feel appreciated and get that moment with you that they came out to get?
I mean, they're out here showing us love, you know, sitting all day in the humidity and the heat, you know what I mean? And so I always think, you know, if I'm a kid out there, I would want the players to come over and, you know, at least give me a high five.
Right.
Or you're not going to be able to sign. There was, what, 200, 300 kids or something? You're going to be able to sign every single person, but at least even give them a high five. I would think if I was a kid, you know, I'd remember that for a long time. You know what I mean?
Cody, thanks so much for taking some time and wishing you the best of luck this season.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Chase, back to you guys in the studio.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.